This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Rick Romaldi in for Rich Zeoli today. And I got to tell you, this is a particular treat for me when I was asked to come in today and told that today is WPHT Salutes the Shield Day. I was thrilled because obviously we here at the radio station, I know I personally love and support what our fine police officers do, and it is not an easy job. And so today we are pleased to salute Sergeant Kyle Cross of the Philadelphia Police Department, and he is here today with John Hoyt from the FOP.
Yes, sir.
And, man, thank you, guys. First of all, I'm going to say on behalf of the station, myself, my family, my extended family, the entire Delaware Valley, thank you for what you guys do every day for all of us. It's an incredible thing. And Sergeant Cross, man, you're a Philadelphia guy, right?
Yes, I am.
In fact, we share something. We both got our degrees at Temple University.
Owls.
Yeah. Yep. Go yep. Owls, right?
That's right.
I love it. And although you seem to have done something probably a little better with yours than I have done with mine. Just saying. and it's terrific stuff. And so and then you from there, Police Academy.
That is correct. From Temple University, I graduated and went along to the Philadelphia Police Academy.
Okay, and so then you've progressed up through the ranks?
Correct. When I graduated the police academy, I was assigned to the 14th District, which is based out of Germantown, a section of Philadelphia. I spent 8 years there, and from there I went on to the Philadelphia Highway Patrol Unit.
And let me ask you, do you always want to be a police officer?
I did, as I grew up, watching police shows. Some family members. I always wanted to become a police officer.
I always wonder this because I either one of you guys can take this. So I watched, obviously, my day job. I'm a lawyer, and I watch lawyer shows from time to time when I can. But I am always overly critical. So like, do you guys watch police shows, cop shows, the same way? And you go like, okay, yeah, that one's realistic. Now that would never happen.
Absolutely.
I think for me, you watch fewer shows than maybe you used to.
Yeah.
But the good ones are really good. The Wire is as accurate as it gets. I think that's the one that the most cops will tell you. My two favorites, The Wire is the most accurate, and an old one, Barney Miller.
Barney Miller.
Incredibly accurate of what real police work like.
Amazing. Barney Miller, and that was, it was a comedy, but with like some real serious undertones,
absolutely.
Obviously. So I imagine, given the stress of what you guys do every day, you got to do something to kind of... It's got to be some fun involved in that, right?
Exactly. I mean, but like John said, when you're off, it's kind of, you don't want to be watching police shows.
Oh, I
24 hours.
Get it.
You need some time off.
You got to get away from that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. So tell us a little bit more about you, though. You grew up here. You're here, family here.
Correct. Born and raised, married with three children.
Boys, girls?
Two boys and a girl.
How old?
I have a 10-year-old boy, a 7-year-old girl, and a 4-year-old boy.
They have to be awful proud.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm proud of them.
And, that's awesome. Any of them want to follow in your footsteps?
No, my 10-year-old wants to be a hockey player.
Who doesn't it?
That's 10? Right. My daughter wants to be a soccer player, and my youngest wants to be a firefighter.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right. Also, right, good service.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Philadelphia
absolutely.
Fire
Great
Department.
Great career.
Yeah, absolutely terrific career. So now you're in the Highway Patrol Unit.
I was in Highway
you were,
Patrol. Correct.
And I moved out of the...
Correct. I worked with Officer Andy Chan from 2015 to 2018 when I got promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Tell us a little bit about that, Andy. And
yeah, I mean, Andy's, those who don't know, Andy was involved in a very serious auto accident on his police motorcycle in January of this year. He suffered a severe traumatic brain injury, but he's getting better every day. Everyone's prayers and everyone's support have been great. Just going to be a long road, but everything has been positive, and he's just been getting better every day.
And is there, obviously, there's a fund or ways to help out Andy and his family?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Highway Patrol Unit is, we're selling T-shirts, and we also have challenge coins that we are selling.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about challenge coins.
The challenge coins in the Highway Patrol Unit, we have challenge coins that we will trade with other highway patrol units, other law enforcement, and also military personnel when we you know, interchange, you know, when we see him at different events and that kind of stuff.
Very cool. And then beyond that, I know, John, you have the Survivors Fund.
So this, you know, you guys are kind enough to have us on, and we talk about it all the time. But
and we
the
should
Survivors
continue to
Fund
talk about it.
Is frankly super important. So what the Survivors Fund was established to be there to give the FOP the ability to take care of families of fallen officers or, similar to Andy's case, catastrophically injured officers in the line of duty. You know, we all recognize when Andy was hurt, everybody knew about it. It's 3 months later, you know, and we're still there for him.
Right,
Kyle's
right.
still there for
Public
him.
Starts to forget. They're on to a million
the Survivors
other things.
Funds and ensures that we don't forget, that we have the ability for the family to know we don't forget. So there are survivors, whether their husband or their loved one was killed 20, right. 30 years ago, we still get phone calls. And thanks to the Survivors Fund, we can answer anything they need. We can still provide them. And we have an event May 18th at the FOP, open to the public. It's our Survivors Benefit. It's our big one of the year, Saturday, May 18th. Open to everybody. And it's, on top of everything else, it's a lot of fun. So
tell us a little bit about it.
We'll have live music.
So I can plan my
Live music, my food, drink. We have barbecue set up we've introduced in the last few years, a lot of games. We'll get a few thousand people just having a really good time.
For a great cause.
For a great cause. Right. I mean, and every dollar the Survivors Fund goes to the survivors. That's the important thing.
Right.
You know, we've seen in the news recently some charities, questionable distribution of funds. We're already working. We manage this on top of our other duties. Every dollar of the Survivors Fund goes to the survivors. So it's, if whoever can make it, it's open to the public. Everyone's welcome. May 18th at the FOP.
How can people, can we get online?
Donations?
You can
on our website, FOP5.org.
Okay.
You'll see on the homepage, there's a way to make donations. It's 501c. It's tax deductible. You can come in. We'd love to have you visit the FOP, get something to eat, drop off a donation. Hell, you can call me and I'll come pick up the check. I mean, whatever needs to be done.
I like that.
So, and you know what? I say this all the time, and I travel. I tell the city of Philadelphia, whatever you might think outside of it, they love their cops and the support we get from
absolutely
this town,
true.
From this radio station, from thing. This town. It's unbelievable, and we hope it never stops.
Well, I don't think it will, and certainly I think everybody understands, like I said, the job you guys do, and it's valuable. It's incredible. And by the way, also, I guess you were talking about Andy Chan T-shirts. You can go to, it looks like andy-chan-shirts-3457@gmail.com, Andy Chan Shirts. andychanshirts3457@gmail.com, no hyphens, or Officer Chan Coins at comcast.net. So you can do that. It's $20, the coins or the shirts. People should do that. They should also get on the FOP website because I think that event sounds fantastic.
It's a lot of fun, and we have a separate one for Andy coming up March 31st in Chinatown. It's at the Tango, which is at 1021 Arch Street. It's on a Sunday, 12 to 5. Again, everything goes to Andy's family. And I was fortunate enough to be in the Highway Patrol unit as well. Andy and I transferred there together. We worked there together. And you're not going to find, you grab any Philadelphia police officer and ask him if they know Andy Chan, they're going to get a smile on their face and tell you absolutely. The most popular, well-liked guy in the department. Unbelievable energy.
No one ever has anything
completely
to say
positive.
About him.
You know,
heck
it's
of,
funny.
Heck
I remember
of a street
the
cop too. On top of everything,
I remember
of
the stories,
cop.
The news stories, and that's uniformly what you heard. Right?
I mean,
about
you
that.
Just. I was hanging out with the day before. And it just he's the same every time.
Well,
super
we
happy
wish
and
him
positive.
Well. And yeah. And with everybody's support, certainly your support and all the things available, I know he'll be back. You know, and at it, and that's a tremendous thing. I got to tell you, when you guys talk about Highway Patrol, you guys are like, you're the baddest ass guys on the street, all right? I mean, from the uniforms to everything, and the job you do, because let's be clear, I mean, it's, you know, it's not an easy thing. I'm certain you're thinking about that when you're out there on the streets, right? I mean, these guys, you have to be thinking about that all the time.
To get to highway, that's what I mean, right?
That is not easy.
I was very proud to put on that uniform every day. Really go and listen. We worked a lot of tough hours. You know, we're not home a whole lot.
Yeah, you're fat. And by the way, that's the other thing, right? We ought to be saying not only thank you to you guys, but to your families.
Absolutely,
because the families of the police officers and, frankly, the firefighters that serve us and protect us. And they're there every day, every hour with you guys. And we ought to not ever forget the role that they play.
Absolutely.
Without right? their support, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. I mean, I can only imagine. And like you said, you're proud of your kids. I'm sure you got to be. It's an amazing thing, but the support level has to be there. And that's not an easy thing.
No,
right?
Especially, like I said, I'd just like to bring up Andy again. But at this point, the support, everyone in the Philadelphia Police Department, I mean, from Commissioner Ross all the way down, from the whole community, not just Philadelphia, throughout the country to support, and Andy's wife and family. I mean, how they've been rocks.
They're incredible.
They're just unbelievable people. The whole Chan family, relatives, they're unbelievable support system for Andy and for everyone together. It's unbelievable.
Yep. So I get a good, and this may be to both you guys, but I'm interested. The academy. So you get your degree, right? You figure, I got a degree in criminal justice now. Now you go, you think, you know what it's like. You graduate from college. I know it all. Yeah, all right. You don't know anything. You go to the academy. They strip you back down?
Absolutely. Day one.
And build you back up?
Day one. They start yelling and screaming starts as soon as you get in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's the way it ought to be, right?
Absolutely.
But then I'm sure they're teaching you. I mean, the idea is, you know, this is a pretty significant thing. They want you to be safe. You're learning those skills, I imagine, when you're doing that. I mean, what's it feel like when you walk into that academy the first day?
It's nerve-wracking.
Oh, scary.
It's absolutely nerve-wracking. You know, you feel like, you're in
and they don't make any. Yeah, they don't make you feel any more comfortable or at home. They're screaming at you. But it's good. That's what I was looking for.
Right.
And as you progress through the academy, it's not like that every
day.
Well,
I imagine then
better.
More of it probably turns to books in the sense that you have to understand what the laws are. You have to understand what your role is jurisdictionally. What's an appropriate time to chase. Those sorts of
a
things.
A lot of
when
tests.
Tons of tests, right?
Exactly. Tests. Right. PT tests is only part of it. But what I liked about Philadelphia Police, and I don't have a lot of experience anywhere else, but they really stress what they call community norms. So our community in Philadelphia is not the same as a community out in California. It's just not.
Thank
it might
God.
Be similar. Right, yeah, amen.
Right.
But know your community, know what's acceptable, know what's unique about your community, and then work with that. And I think that creates a better bridge, a better bond with the community if you actually understand it, rather than just carbon copy, everybody's the same, we're going to treat everybody,
Right, and I think you can, especially you're talking about that, we're a city of neighborhoods. Every neighborhood's different,
absolutely.
Everyone's distinct,
absolutely, yeah.
And so you have to understand that neighborhood. So you're in the, you come out and you're in the 14th, and that's different than being in the 39th, right?
I mean, even neighborhoods within, you go in the 14th district.
Block to block.
It goes from, Chestnut Hill, Mount Airy, East Mount Airy, West Oakland, Germantown. So, I mean, just in each district alone, there's separate neighborhoods.
So it's funny. So now you come out of the academy, you know all this stuff. Now you're on the street, and there you go, start all over again. Right?
Yeah, and when the real education starts.
Oh, I have no... That's exactly, right?
Yeah,
you think, okay, I've got my BA, I've been through the academy, I know what I'm doing, and then you go, yeah, and then you're some rookie, right? And somebody's going, nah, you're a rookie.
You don't know a thing.
Yeah, that's right. You learn everything. Exactly, from day one. You learn everything by itself.
Yep, and it's a lot of paying attention, and I mean, I can't imagine what goes through your mind the first time. Let me ask you, what's the first time? The first time you're on the street, what's that feel like?
It's so hard to process, especially when you go into like an emergency situation. Whether you're running, like John can contest this, running after somebody or pulling your first vehicle stop. I mean, everything's
right.
Just
my first day was completely insane. I'm sitting there with a coffee. It's winter time. It's January, and. We hear something come out of the radio. There was a bank robbery in Delaware County, and they're following the people. And I'm thinking, and my partner throws his cup of coffee out the window. So I'm like, oh, we can do that. All right, I'll throw my cup. I don't know where we're going. It's out in West Philly. I'd never been there before. We're flying. There was car chases, crashes, hostage taken. And finally, one guy's running down the street. My partner says, see that guy? Go get him. Okay. And I just run him down. I tackle him. And next thing I know, that's my first. I'm like, it's like this every day.
Amazing. How about this?
And but it's home. Not. It's
then
more like
home.
Baseball.
Right. Then you get home. How was your day, dear?
Yeah.
Where Where do I begin?
Right.
Well, that's phenomenal stuff. Guys, I want to thank you really again for everything you do. Sergeant Kyle Cross, John Hoyt, and let's remember Andy Chan and make sure everybody jumps on at Andy Chan Shirts, 3457 at Gmail, Officer Chan Coins at Comcast.net. Get on the FOP website for the fundraiser, Survivors Fund.
Survivors Fund, Andy Chan, benefit March 31st. And as always, thank you, 1210. You guys are so good to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Look, man, it is our privilege and honor to have you guys here. So thanks again. Look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Rick Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.